Welcome to the blessings of Christ on this lovely, lovely 10th day of September. Always welcome. You come only with your heart asking for what you need or expressing gratitude for what you've been given. And there is no other qualification. Just come with your heart wide open. We welcome all of you. We welcome your friends. There is never a charge for this. Not even a request for donation, except that I want to say I do really, really appreciate the donations that come to us from our website online. One other thing I do want to add is that if any of you attempted to make a purchase in the last couple of days, want to apologize. For some reason, our renewal of service on that store was not credited. And I only found out about it last night, 12 midnight, and got that credit gone through. So it's fine now. But if you had any problems, they probably didn't tell you what the problem was. They just made up a problem like your card can't go through, or your billing address is off, or something of the sort. Don't worry about it. It was our problem, and we're good to go now. And Nancy, how are you?
I'm better today. I've been under the weather for a few days. Lots of the kids are, people at work and school. I think we've been in this sort of little fishbowl. I don't know what's going on, but thankfully today's been good. I don't know. It's okay. I when I get under, there's like a good time to really go in. So there's two sides to it, you know. And I've been thankful that I've been able to rest and just be, and I feel better today. So today's been the best day so far. So coming out of it.
That's right. Well, you know, you've been living more of a solitary life for a few months and only with your family. So when we get back in the public domain, our immune system just has to build back up again. So it's just a natural thing you're going through. Just like little kids are sick all the time. It doesn't bother them, but they're building their immunity. That's all it's really about most of the time.
Yeah, it really does. But it helps you be really compassionate about people that do struggle with physical things, you know, long term, and it's just difficult. But but then you get to kind of go into your
all together.
Yeah, it is. But you know, it helps you to get in that quiet place and to really feel some connection. And so that's really good for me. And I'm thankful that I get to be able to be blessed enough to do that, you know. So
And you're surrounded by people who love you.
Yes.
Take care of you. Yes.
And how are you?
I am fine. Doing quite fine.
Apparently,
I have my little ups and downs like everybody else does, but it all fits under the general category of I'm fine. So,
yay.
Many of us have forgot about that.
Absolutely.
And our weather is cooling down. It's like, thank God, fall is here. You know, we always have a warm fall in September, but it's not the burning heat of summer. And it's here. We have little rain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so nice to go out and take a walk now. You know, just simple pleasures that you miss during times they're either way too cold, way too hot, or turbulent. And, you know, that brings up another subject for our blessings today. We do want to remember those who are still the victims of turbulent conditions, whether it was weather or environment in some other way. And now we have the earthquake in Morocco to offer prayers into over 2,000 people are already known to be dead from that earthquake, one of the most serious earthquakes in a century, actually. And so many wonderful, wonderful pieces of history lost. So there are catastrophes around the world, and that's about the only reason I go to watch the news, because I check it every day for, well, who needs a blessing today? As it turns around, as it turns out, it's almost everywhere. So I never have any shortage of people or situations to offer blessings into. It's the kind of work with no shortfall. And I wish it was. I truly wish we were in that place where just waking up every morning was the blessing we seek. Okay. Did we have some static, Nancy?
I think you're clear on my end, but are you hearing static?
Yeah, I heard some static. I was just wondering where it came from. If I knew, I would control for it, but I don't know. So I think what we will do is get into our callers and see what's on everyone's mind.
I would love that. Thank you. Let's open up, and we have, I'm so glad it's you, Elizabeth, to start. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. I'm okay. I'm still in the bit of releasing, trying to understand, learning about love, and that was a blessing I was going to ask for myself, if Yeshua could stay with me through the course and just help me to understand love more, to help me to open my heart more, to forgive more. A lot of my childhood and early life is coming up in my face, and I think it's to be healed and released, and it's a lot about not learning how to love when I was younger because of my childhood and what have you, and the circumstances don't matter. I just am in a place where I'm so anxious about everything, and there's no need to be, and it's because of this I'm feeling lacking in knowing how to really feel and embrace love. I mean, I can send love out. I try to do kind things. It's me taking the love into myself from other people. That's where I have the problem. It's not about loving other people. It's about being loved by other people. And it's up and it's in my face, and I need Yeshua's help to get through it and just break my heart wide open in understanding and love. And that's my blessing request, to have my heart broken open with love and understanding and forgiveness. That was just, it's big, but it's moving. The energy's moving. I just need a bit more support if I could get it. And I'd also like to ask a blessing for my dearest cousin Elaine, who took her transition on Wednesday night in Queensland in Australia. It was her time. I spoke to her last week, and she said, I'm ready to go. And suddenly she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer on Friday and was dead on Wednesday, and she's gone. And that's sort of what she wanted. So it's a blessing. Everything, it was time, you know, there's a time for us to go, and I really think Elaine understood that and wanted it. And it happened very, very quickly. So I just ask a blessing for my cousin Elaine to be taken on the wings of angels up into the heavens and have her rest and be at peace now, and just know that we all loved her so much on the planet down here. She was a wonderful, loyal, loving person. And I'm going back to Australia on October 6th, and part of the reason I was going was to see her specifically, because I knew her time was coming, but I didn't get there in time. So just a prayer for Elaine, and just send so much love to her. And you answered, Glenda, when you came on. I've been trying to get on the website to buy the Magdalena's Blessing when it first came out, and you said we had it. I tried to get on, and you were having that discount before September 2nd, The excuse they told me was, you didn't put in your home shipping address. And I did, and I went back and did it three times. I tried again yesterday, and it wouldn't go through. I wanted to get the Christ scent and the Archangel Michael and Raphael essential oil. The website hasn't been, you know, responding.
Well,
it's just
okay, Elizabeth, I'll tell you what I can do for you. You go ahead. It should go through just fine now because the problem that on our end is gone. So it should go through just fine. When I see your order come through, I will go in and make a refund to you of the discount you would have had if you had placed it during the sale. Okay?
Oh, you don't need to do that, Glenda. No. No, please take the full amount and put it towards your work. That's okay. I just was getting frustrated, but now when you came on, you said it's been a glitch there. I thought, oh, that's why, you know, it wasn't going through and I was trying. So I will, after the call, I'll go back in and put the order through for what I wanted to get, and you just take the full price and put it towards.
Well, thank you. Well,
the work.
I appreciate that. If you have any troubles, just text me or send me an email, and I'll call you and walk you through it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Glenda, so much, and thank you for the blessings. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye, Glenda. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, and we will offer those blessings. We have... area code 430. Is this Stormy?
Yes, it is. This is this other phone that I have.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
You're a man of many communications.
Yes, I have twice as much to say, so I've got two phones. I want to give blessings. For a couple of years ago, the fact that I'm in the right place, according to dream visions I've had here in Emory, a couple of years ago, I met a scientist at the grocery store who was fixing to go into military closed door seclusion lockdown for a while for, scientific research, and the fact that that building is somewhere within 30, 45 minutes away from me, that's interesting. But the man comes to me at the grocery store, and he has a perception that I am an enlightened being, and he wants to say hello to me. Well, we talked for just a little bit. I do my Christ blessing where I put my hand on someone's chest and say, love is who you are, brought a tear to his eye, and he really wanted to come to my home to hear my music, but he was immediately going into lockdown for many, many months. But he mentioned this because he knows you can't hide anything from an enlightened being. So, you know, people tell me things, but I just want to give blessing that I was able to bless him for his scientific research. And then in turn, that comes out and that is shared with the rest of the world in part. So, you know, blessings that I'm able to be that kind of person and be in the right place and that I think so much about technology and for the goodness of humanity. And, you know, just a special blessing for the research that is going on somewhere here that is going to just make the world a better place.
Okay. We certainly will, Stormy. And I would also like to add that I think there are a lot of courageous, brilliant, valiant souls that are secretly, I don't mean secret in the sense of keeping secrets, but they're quietly, invisibly doing the work of tomorrow on behalf of us living today. And I think that that is going on more than we know. And occasionally one of them will pop up on some kind of revelatory YouTube audio, video, and I become fascinated with it, and then they're gone. So I know that this is going on sub rosa. Good people, it's not just bad people that are sub rosa. There's a heck of a lot of good people that are sub rosa because it's not time for their work to be released, or perhaps not even safe for it to be revealed. And and so we offer blessings for them, all of them. And thank you for calling that to our attention, Stormy. It's a good thing to contemplate and think about.
Yeah, and bless the rain. You're going to have about 3 days of rain in Fort Worth. I'm going to have about 5 days in East Texas
really?
Here.
Wow.
And it's going to be down into the 60s for the next whole week here.
Wow.
We're 4 to 5 degrees cooler in East Texas than Fort Worth. I'm an hour away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are an inferno here. We are the
yes.
Texas inferno.
Yes, I have fried an egg on the sidewalk in Fort Worth.
Uh-huh. No, it's true.
Okay.
Well,
let's go on.
Maybe not on the sidewalk, but if I sprayed a little Pam on the hood of my car, I could definitely fry an egg.
This was back in Fort Worth when we was having those, in elementary school, extreme days of heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Stormy. And you take care of yourself now. Okay?
Yeah, I am. Bye-bye.
All righty.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Stormy. Okay. Thank you, Stormy. Caroline, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. And I wanted to express some gratitude, first of all, because I seem to be able to be making good connections between people that are really valuable and that have been helping some of the folks who've been suffering from the aftermath of our fires here on Maui. So I've been involved in some of that and getting people connected who are really doing some amazing work here. So I'm very grateful to be that kind of conduit. And I'm also, I'm getting a little bit more able to have a sort of a connection with my intuition. I'd like a blessing for that to be even more, but I'm finding that that's starting to slowly come into being. If I'm just listening to the neutral space, then I come up with ideas or something comes into my head that's really very important to take notice of. And that's been great, and I'm very grateful for that. Yeah, I mean, it's intuition is from the source. It's if you just let yourself
absolutely
be in a space to receive it and not have your monkey mind thinking a way out of doing what you've been given. but the other thing that I'd love a blessing for is for my son Alex is he's trying to get a clinic set up on a retreat center here on Maui, looking at trying to do that, and I'd love Jeshua's blessing to help that go forth because he's done some pretty seminal work in terms of healing people from all kinds of different things. And one of the things that I would like a blessing for that's really important because he's doing a lot of good and he's having a lot of good effects and people are telling him he's great. And so far he's managed to sort of stay moderately humble with it, but I'm really hoping that he doesn't let it go to his head and let ego take over. Because that was the trap that his dad fell into, who was very, very accomplished at what he did. But he did let ego take over, and that kind of derailed him. And so I'm really hoping that my son Alex, I want a blessing for him to stay humble, to not let what he's doing go to his head, to realize that what he's doing is actually coming from source, that he's a conduit rather than it just being 100% him. And then I think things will really flourish well. So those are my blessings and gratitude things for today.
That is a great blessing from a mother. One of the best, really. because it takes courage to be humble, especially when there's an alternative that might stroke your confidence, not to mention your wallet a little bit stronger. And to stay humble is the pathway to true greatness.
Right.
That's beautiful.
That would be the one common denominator I would find in all the great, exceptionally great people I've had the privilege of observing in my lifetime. Not that I met them personally, but that I had the privilege of observing their work, their actions, their attitude, their accomplishments. The one great thing is humility. And we can get sidetracked. The ego will opt for false glamour, false glory. And you'll think you're there and you're not.
Right.
So
because
yes.
Everything, it's the idea of things coming through you rather than it just being 100% you, I think, to appreciate that Source, for whatever reason, has chosen you as a conduit for a particular
That's
path.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Just
be in the joy of extending it.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you, Carolyn, and many, many blessings to you in all your endeavors, because you're doing great work in many areas of life. And so I just ask that your heart, your strength, and your intuition and your guidance be ultra blessed, that you can continue and accelerate the good work you're doing.
Thank you. And I love you so much. I love you all so much. It's fabulous to be part of this beautiful community.
Well,
amen.
We love having you. It's mutual. All right.
We can hear it. Thank you, Carolyn. You sound so good. Make me feel better. Okay, Aria, your line is open.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. Hi, beautiful community. I'm having a friend visiting from the East Coast, so I'm asking for blessings on that, because both of us are feeling quite anxious lately. I don't know if I'm just picking it up from the, you know, the grid out there, but definitely feeling it, so asking Yeshua's blessings to help with the anxiety. And my friend Jennifer. And then the gratitude, because I am a conduit as well, doing the spiritual readings out in public. And I'm just a conduit, because it really, I mean, there is a bit of us, you know, that we have going on there, but it really is the Christ, Yeshua, the beloved ascended masters, the beloved angels, that are really coming through and
absolutely
blessing.
Right.
You know, so
well,
I'm very grateful.
I know your work has been going on for many years, and I am one of your admirers.
Oh, that's so sweet, Glenda. Yeah, it has been going on. I started at 21. I'm in my 60s.
Oh, my,
so.
My goodness.
It's just getting better and better. And that's the other quandary, is like being in the higher dimensions of the quantum and, you know, all of that. And then trying to balance that with staying present and being, more than 50% here.
Well, it's important to stay anchored. It really
anchored.
Is. Staying,
that's it.
Yes, it's very important. And actually being anchored is the soul of humility. And that gets back to what humility, do you know what the root word of humility is?
No.
The earth. Being, having your roots in the earth. That's what humility is.
I'm working
and
on
so
it.
Often,
I'm grounding in.
Yes. Well,
go
see,
ahead.
So
I'm
often
sorry.
When people accelerate into a state of accomplishment, the glory of it, whether it's secular, business, political, or spiritual in the highest degree, we tend to rise above our roots and forget that we even have roots.
Right.
And so then when we're on high ground, it's not easy to acknowledge or even know that there's a source for the work we do.
Right.
So it's the earth that gives us grounding for everything, for literally everything. And if for all of you aspiring and wanting to modulate or keep a little bit of control on the ego, Here is what has seen me through the years. Well, first of all, I was given these great prophecies to paint the portrait of Yeshua, the Lamb and the Lion. And I said, no, not me. I'm not qualified to do that. I have not studied theology. I haven't been a minister. I haven't been a missionary. I love him, but I can't say that I have a visual image of him. And no, but people kept coming to me. You got to do it. You got to do it. You're the only one who can do it. And I kept saying, no, but I'll pray about it. So while I was praying for it to be lifted from me. I wasn't being prayed to make me great enough to do it. It was being gracious to be lifted from me. And that's when the light came. That's when the vision came. And then for 3 days after the vision came, I didn't tell anybody that that happened because I knew they would build on it. I wanted to make sure it was real. Okay? And as
right.
it grew, it became conspicuously real. To the point where, well, I prepared the pain, I started everything, did everything, and just waited for him to come. I did not have a start created for myself. I waited for him to come. I didn't talk to him. He talked to me.
Right.
Now, I mean, never did I initiate conversation. I let him initiate it. If it was to happen, he can bring it up. Okay. I didn't touch him. He didn't touch me, as it turns out, but he has since then touched me many times, like he took my hands when I was painting First Light and guided
right.
my hands to do exactly what needed to be done. So in years since, he has touched me a number of times. But when we were doing the painting, oh, no, I did not touch him. It's like I was in front of the burning bush. I had my shoes off. I was on holy ground. And I did only my work. I was spoken to only when spoken to. When it was all over, I didn't tell anyone we had conversations until he came to me and requested that I speak. And
right.
it's been this way through the years. I do not take initiative on points of glory. Now, I do take initiative on points of work, but that's different. Like, I know there's work that has to be done. I go do it, but not on points of glory.
Right,
I wait
right.
for it to come to me. And then it's not glory. It's the importance of serving. It takes
right.
on, when it comes to you, it takes on a different quality, a different aura, a different meaning. It's a calling to service.
Right.
And not reaching for a point of glory.
Right.
And for me, that's worked. And sometimes I have a message all prepared for the Sunday call. And I get on the call and I think, but I'm not sure anybody's here that wants to hear that. I don't impose what I have to say on others. And that's mm-hmm. one of those days when, like today, I'll just say to Nancy, hey, let's see what's on everybody's mind. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but your words are always important to us.
Yeah, and that's why we make a connection, because
right.
I let you make it first.
Right. I see what
you know,
mean.
And I
yeah.
don't go through the grocery store preaching smiles to everybody. I let them look at me or show some indication that they would appreciate a nod to the head or something, you know.
Yes.
And then I go for it.
Totally, because you're coming from your heart, and it's beaming to others.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, it shows
Thank
that
you.
I care
I
about
it.
Them.
Yes, they feel it. I do
they
it too in the grocery store. I just
you know,
acknowledge
the best,
them from my heart.
Uh-huh. The best way to show people they come first is to let them speak first and listen.
Right. Yes. Right. That's helpful.
Well,
I want to tell you that Tony. Yeah, I want to tell you that Tony has come in and out. Tony, and he sends his blessings and his love.
Oh, great! Oh, I miss Tony. And
me
sometimes
too.
He comes in and out to me.
I bet.
But it's not with any messages. It's just kind of like, hey, I'm here watching over you. Be good
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll just pop into my mind and heart, and I'll just know I just have to take a moment, take a pause, you know. It's really nice.
Well, he's probably just talking also about the astrology. I mean, there's a lot of planets retrograde.
Yeah. That's true.
I love him.
We miss him.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And
thank you,
everybody.
Aria.
Love.
Love, Aria. Thank you.
Okay,
oh, wow, that was wonderful, Glenda. Thank you, Aria. We have 281. I'm not sure what the first name is.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, yes. I don't come on very often.
I know.
I have my name down there. I'm Kathy from Temple, Texas, and I just wanted to first of all start off thanking you, Glenda. I have recently purchased your digital Conversations with Yeshua, and it's just so easy and wonderful to be able to listen to those. It's so convenient. I can do it whenever I'm going about my daily activities, and it's been a while since I've listened to them from the tape version. And it's in the months and years, I guess I should say, that have passed since then. I get a whole new, deeper meaning now listening to them again. So I'm real excited about that.
Oh, good. And, well, actually, they're cleaner recordings now. They're crisper, cleaner. And I think it's a form we can live with for the rest of time that people want them.
Right. Well, I'm just wanted to thank you for that, and thank you again for just always being there, Glenda. I mean, every Sunday you're here, just everything you do to spread the messages, and I just appreciate
well,
you.
Well, I am, and, you know, that's I couldn't stand not being with him, so this is my way of being with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very selfish reason. And that's that I want to be with him.
Well, that I guess I am too, because I just really want to be with him as much and deeply as I can. And which leads me into the purpose for my call. I really had two purposes. One, I wanted to ask for a prayer request. And my second request is a communication with the group request. So my prayer request is that to me, the most important way I spend my time, based on what I've heard from the readings or the books and things that you've written, is to be in the Holy of Holies, to be in the sacred chamber, as he called it, alone with him and Father God. And as I've been doing that, really in the recent, I should say even decades, I feel that I'm not getting in as deeply as I want to. And what I'm experiencing is a kind of a shifting, I think, it's like my soul is kind of like over to the side. It's like I'm not aligned. And I'm trying to do what I call my ABCs. You know, I want to be aligned and grounded. I want to be balanced, and I want to be centered when I'm in that sacred holy of holies place.
Yeah.
And Yeshua is working with me on this. I was trying to really work on that alignment part and being connected with the heart of God and Father Sky with my heart and the heart of Mother Earth in the center of the earth. But he was telling me, that's well and good, but he's really working with me on a little bit different technique right now of, where he said in The Love Without End about finding that space, first of all, locating where that space is for each of us. Could be a little different, maybe a little higher or lower for some people. And then he talks about dropping like a stone into that, dropping your consciousness into that.
Mm-hmm.
And he described also how to get there from the back, come in from being at your back, looking and going through that way. And so a couple of different people were talking about this method of, during the meditation, actually breathing into that spot and breathing out of it. And doing that has helped me a lot. What I'm doing is, I'm like you had said in your books too, Glenda, about he told you that the Lord's Prayer, saying the Lord's Prayer is really a great way to go into the sacred space, because you said the words themselves just automatically would bring you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really kind of re-examined what the words mean, and I find that that's very helpful. The four square breathing, now that you've been talking about that for the past few months, I'm really finding a lot of help with that.
Good.
And find myself sometimes, instead of counting 1, 2, 3, 4, I decided to sign some words to the numbers, and I'm saying the 23rd Psalm, the goodness and mercy, and then joy and peace. I'm kind of saying those words for the counters, and then holding my breath for the pauses.
Mm-hmm.
And you said a couple of weeks something about how where the real power is in the pauses. And I'm really finding that is true, that it's in
every sacred science, every sacred tradition has confirmed that. Even indigenous people, medicine men in the prayer wheel, have created spaces for that, because it's in the pause that we move into in action. And in the pause, we unemploy the mind. Okay. In listening to you talk, Kathy, I think you're doing great work. I think you're dedicated, devoted, and you're praying in the right direction. You're doing all the right things. If I would advise you a little bit of refinement, it would be this.
Okay.
I think you're treating it a little bit like an engineering process. Like if I go to the right or the left and I have to enter here and even the way you talk about the pauses. The problem with that is it employs the mind. Now, the mind cannot enter the heart. Period.
Yes.
It's forbidden. The mind cannot enter there, which means if you approach it like an engineering project with maps and compasses and directions, you're going to be set to the side because you're not going to be let in. So you've got to find other ways of being intuitively surrendering, and you just go in. You didn't think about it. You were just there.
I'm not sure if I was explicit about this in Love Without End. I think I was. But, you know, it's so true that I've read it and thought about it so much. Sometimes I find it difficult to distinguish my later thoughts with what I wrote in the book. But at some point in time in my discussions with Yeshua, he has told me that opening in the back is pretty tightly closed, but it's still there because that's how you enter the body. When you took ownership, you didn't enter through the top of your head. The crown chakra conveys high-level spiritual energy, including enlightenment, but it is not where you came in because you would have had to pass through the brain, through the mind, and you did not. You came in through the back directly into the heart. You and the heart are united for life. Okay?
Wow.
All right. And when you entered, you didn't think about it. You didn't think about how to do it. You were there, and just like a baby knows where to find mommy's milk, it's all intuition, but there's no mistaking. Every little baby knows how to find mommy's milk. Well, that opening on your backside was your entry portal, and it will be your exit portal. And so it will never close completely, and it's accessible to you to visit in and out. But sometimes when we are in, let's say, a state of anxiety, it's not the best place to bring your anxiety. It really isn't. And so it may be temporarily hard for you to get in because of what you're trying to take in with you.
That's true. It is for me. I find better.
But you cannot enter that way with baggage. You can't enter that way with baggage. That is a sacred portal to which you started your life and shall leave this earth. It's sacred. It's guarded by angels. And you can enter it during your life, but only in very clear, clean, special moments. Otherwise, you enter your heart by creating within yourself a state of surrender, a state of innocence, a state of holiness, a state of union with God. And the Lord's Prayer can help you do that. And he refined that into modern language with the prayer he gave me, which is essentially the same prayer, just with words that we are a little more familiar with.
Well, Glenda, you've hit the nail on the head with me, because you're right. I do tend to engineer things like that way too much.
Yeah.
And the whole idea about surrender, I really needed to hear that more.
Okay.
I have been having some wonderful experiences in a couple of other things I'm doing that maybe are more like what you're describing. I have his portrait that you did from Sedona at the foot of my bed, and I have a little ottoman that I sit on and lean up against the bed when I meditate, and sometimes I just gaze at that and just get lost in him.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And another one, somebody had given me this idea. I go on like an imaginary reverie trip. Sometimes I might use a picture, a nature picture or something, and I picture I'm there with him. And
mm-hmm.
some really lively and interesting little episodes unfold during those times.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And only your heart can create those. So just know you haven't been shut out from your heart. It's just let go of the engineering process. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the necessity that it needs to be through the back entrance. Most of the time, we do not enter that, and for very good reasons. Very, very good reasons.
Well, that's good.
You do not
too.
Want to trigger accidentally a complete exit.
Well, that brings me to my second request, which is a communication from the group request, because I would really love to hear just other people's experiences of being in the heart. I know sometimes people talk about it. I know Aloha Sarah talks about her walking and being, you know, in the heart when she's doing that. And, of course, Stormy, he's got his music and so forth. But I would like to just extend an invitation, you know, to my brothers and sisters on the call, you know, to just if you have any things that you do that really help you feel like you're there. And
that's a great request. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's a big request, though, Kathy. It could be a 2-hour seminar easily, and even then it wouldn't get done. So let's just kind of spread it out over the future weeks. And whenever anybody's got a really, really good thought like that, just come online and share it, okay?
Great. Well, I feel like you've helped me a lot, Glenda, and I do wish that y'all ask for the prayers because I really feel like I'm not centered somehow, and I really want to. I want to be
okay.
back like yes. that again. When I was younger, I could do it. I'm not there now. I want to be able to get back there in that.
What are you calling uncentered?
I feel like my soul is off to the left side. It's like shifted. It's like it's not seated completely in the center of my body. That's what it feels like to me.
Okay. Okay. Well, that could be due to a lot of worldly concerns that you're using your mind to figure out. And because your soul's not much interested in that. I hate to tell you, but it's not. We think these things we worry about are such important. And the soul is over here thinking, well, let's see, that is one micromillimeter out of all my eternity. Huh. Why should I bother?
Love it. That's great.
That's it. That's it. That's a message I needed to hear, Glenda. I really you've understood it and given me some good ideas.
Okay, great. Great. Well, thanks for asking. Okay.
Thank you, Kathy. That was for everybody, so thank you. And it tied in with Elizabeth. And so it's just beautiful today about all these things that are just gelling together. And I will just like to add, Glenda, I always appreciate at the end of the blessing when you just have us do nothing, not think, just be. And it's just like so wonderful when you don't have to do anything. Isn't it? You know, you just get to be.
Amen.
No, really. No, I mean, it's like you really, like, what a gift to just say, just be, and you just float in that. And it's such a gift that we all get to share every Sunday, those 7 minutes together, you know.
And it's amazing how much you can get done by doing nothing.
Yeah. Love it.
That is, if you do the right kind of nothing. Which I don't mean being lazy and frustrated that you can't do something. No, that doesn't work. I'm talking about really doing nothing. That's why you wake up in the morning and you've got so many ideas that you didn't have the night before. And you wake up in the morning, you find that overnight and through yesterday, something got done and you didn't even know somebody was doing it. It happens all the time.
Yes.
Right. Well, thank you, Kathy. We sure appreciate you.
Thank you.
We sure do. Okay, bye-bye.
I'm going to open up another caller. We have Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Dennis?
Oh, no, this is Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Because it said my call is being open. That's my brother-in-law's name. I'm going Dennis. Maybe somehow that's showing up on the phone. No, my name is Elizabeth. And
Hello? We're here.
Can you hear me? Okay. Sometimes
yes.
My connection goes in and off. Two things. The first one for the blessing. I can relate to what everybody has shared in some way or another so far on this call. So I'm just echoing, nobody's alone in this. And there was something that just came to me. I was ordained by you a number of years ago when you were still in Sedona. And I remember minutes before walking up to receive, you know, we had the altar with the big painting back there. I was crying with another girl in my seat, uncontrollably. And we really weren't sure why. But today, I was just feeling that this was really letting go, which I'm going through a very tumultuous self non-flagellation time of a transition, of release of judgments, misperceptions, mixing what's real with what's not real, and the judgments coming up about the past or what I thought things meant. So in this getting to that innocent perception and knowing it's the truth, it's like mm-hmm. the ego's now throwing not just mud balls. I mean, it's throwing the whole shebang. And I was guided to one of the passages that reminded me the ego can get almost very vicious the more yeah. we want to get close to that innocence. So someone just felt very off-centered. For, you know, the more that was connecting in, feeling the connection. Well, the last 3 days have been like the typhoon has come in and said, oh, you want to feel it now? And it said, just notice it. Don't try to stop it, but don't also try to do anything with it for a minute. Just feel it and notice it and then surrender it to the Holy Spirit. And that painting, which I loved when you were not directly inspired, but you felt inspired to do the first light painting,
mm-hmm.
I was so grateful for that as well. Because that's what and who we are. That. Without a personality, mm-hmm. without a body. And yep. That core golden light, I almost just place it on my heart. I place it on my head. I sleep under it.
Oh.
Because
oh,
it reminds
cool,
me,
that.
Right in there is reality of everything.
That's right.
And the description in one of the books where you said you were trying so hard to depict this. And it got the gold leaf and everything trying to, you know, how do you convey something unconveyable? Yet he had given mm-hmm. you the hologram for the original painting. This was a
mm-hmm.
total what? And you got so, I'm just putting it, almost upset with yourself because it now looked like a glob instead
well, yeah.
of magnificent. And you, and he somehow whispered, would you like some help? And he showed up. He felt a hand on the shoulder and he appeared
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
said, gently guided your hands and asked you to put on masking tape inverted. And he said, mm-hmm. may I? And he just helped you gently remove some of the layers. And then there was a point where the magnificence, the best you could depict it, showed up.
Yes.
That's what I feel in a way is happening at all levels. Our
uh-huh.
innocence, our glowing is not unchanged, but our false beliefs that are being gently, although it sometimes feels painfully, it's not our true self that's feeling that, but somehow deep in our unconscious, feels very ashamed of it, and it's trying to help us not confuse ourselves with that. So that's what I was actually calling for the extra help with, because it's like the ego saying, ditch that time. It took me 4 hours to give a half hour just devoting my mind to trying to be with God in my presence. But it says, don't worry about it. just your willingness. Don't always judge yourself on the results. Just trust that it's doing what it needs to do. And that anxiety has been very amped up. And I know some others that are progressing along that are feeling it like almost for no reason. So in mm-hmm. all those ways, I'm asking, and for, you know, any of us, extra help with more gentleness. Especially I'm getting gentleness with oneself. Yes. Release of judgments. Not we can't release them, but give them over to be released for us. And a greater understanding, and especially more peace of mind.
Yes,
definitely could use some extra help with that.
So well, you have stated this so well, and I just you're doing the work. And what I have found is that when you can really see the work you're doing, it means you're doing it, even if you don't. You feel it's a long way from being over. You would be surprised how fast it can complete. It's just the act of being there, knowing what you're doing, and doing it is really all that matters right now. And yes, the subtractive process is more important to enlightenment than the additive process. Anytime we add something on top of light, anytime we add something on top of truth, anytime we add something on top of love, we're qualifying it, or we're reducing it by some measure. We're putting a filter on it, and it loses its innocence and its purity. When we go back with a subtractive process, whether it's an eraser, a packing tape, sticky hands, or forgiveness. We remove layers that have been occluding the truth. Now, you're with so many people today because with what's going on in the world, I hear constantly people saying, where is God? How can he be allowing this? How can he be letting us go through this? Well, you know, the thing is, if you need if you need something removed from your consciousness, removed from your life, removed from your understanding so that your glory can be revealed, there's a process involved, and it's just exactly the opposite to how that occlusion got put in place in the first place. In other words, we lived our life thinking we had the answers. And so often the answers we thought we had were just opinions or judgments or best guesses. And then, or possibly just agreements with others so that we took on their opinions. And we created a big old dirty glob over our life. And now we got to have the windshield swapped. And when those windshields cut through ice and sticks and gobs of mud, well, there's a little scratching going on. But the result is, you'll have clear windshields. And that has to take place because of what is impending. What is impending is something that has to be revealed to clear vision. There's a reason the last book of the Bible is called Revelation, because it's all about how revelations to us, children of God, will be given. And a big part of it is clearing the windshield. And sometimes it's not just dust on that windshield. It could be bricks and mud. And those wipers aren't up to the job. And so the wipers have to be replaced. And somebody has to come out with brooms and shovels to push the bricks and mud off the windshield so we can put in new washers that will take off the remaining dust. You know, unloading trash is a bigger job than when it was put down. It's always that way. It is always that way. And we see that in storms, we see it in fires, we see it in earthquakes. The rebuilding always is more difficult than the tearing down was. And we are rebuilding. It may not seem like it, but God is actually with you, with the process, with all of us. Just bear with the process and continue cleaning your windshield, because you've got to see where you're driving in the next big stretch of your life. Right now, we're in the cleaning of windshield kind of stretch. And even if you're not going through it directly, everybody else is. And so you're going to be seeing people in your life who are very uncertain about what they're doing and why they're doing it, and wondering if there's any help at all, any answers. And somehow we have to have the courage to say, come on, just finish clearing up your life so that you can really see who you are, you can see why you're here, and you can see what's going on. Because we've got to replenish your vision. We've got to give you perfect vision of life. Well, Yeshua said our perfect vision is innocent perception. But it's hard, kind of hard to practice that if you're looking through mud. But I'll tell you one way you can do it, which is exactly what you described, Elizabeth, is that you can say, well, it's mud.
Mm-hmm.
That is innocent perception at that level of clarity. Well, it's mud. Okay. What do I do with mud? Well, clear it up. Wash it away. Do your best. And then take another examination of it. And it's, well, it's kind of dirty, but it's not exactly mud still. Okay. We're making progress. Innocent perception. We're making progress. You see what I'm saying? Is that innocent perception still applies to every dimension of reality. You can still call a spade a spade. You can still call wind the wind and water the water. Even if the water is flooding your home, it's still water. And you deal with it the same way you would water in any other venue. You know, you have to drain it out and clean it up. So innocent perception is actually the core of genius. It is the core of genius. Albert Einstein was riding on a commuter train, looking out the window, watching the light posts intersect with the windows in the train so that light was cut at an exact same place every time. And then he took that into the lab, and from there we have the law of relativity. Innocent perception is at the core of genius. Period. This applies to artists. An artist looks at a landscape and sees the hills and the prairie and the flowers and the trees. Okay, that's obvious. But he looks a little closer and he says, what am I really looking at? He looks at it. And he says, this is a revelation of true summer. And then he goes and paints true summer. And there will still be trees and shrubs and prairie and mountains in it. But it will be a whole lot bigger expression than just that. So, how would you like to wrap up your question, Elizabeth?
That part, I think I'm staring at the cover of Keys of Yeshua. I'm just going to let that incubate. but I did have one quick referenced somebody earlier. I think her name was Elizabeth. I had placed an order on at the end of August for some of the essential oils and a few other items, and I made contact on the 1st of November when the order arrived because there was one item missing, and I have not gotten any response, so I don't know, you know, even when I would call the phone number, it kept saying the mailbox was full.
Yes,
I tried
I'm
to leave a text, and at different times, and then I tried the website where it says contact us on the inspiration page, and I just had never received anything to confirm, you know,
to
look into it.
Okay, Elizabeth, tell me, what is missing?
Actually, a First Light double laminated altar card.
Okay. And what is your last name, Elizabeth?
Myers, M-Y-E-R-S.
Okay, Elizabeth, I will check your order, and I'll get that off to you myself.
Okay. I have the order number, unless you've got it just with the name.
I don't have a pen with me, but I'll
okay.
I'll find it.
Great. And of all things, it was First Light altar card.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Blessings, everybody. Thank you so much, Glenda. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Today's a big day, Glenda. We've got so many of our beautiful family here. Let's see, Nancy. Hi, your line is open.
Hi, Nancy. Hello, Glenda. Hello, everyone. Love and blessings to you all. I just have a blessing request and a prayer request for a friend of mine. He's a big, tall, strapping guy, been healthy all of his life, but he became sick on a cruise. It turned out he had pneumonia, and he was removed from the ship in Casablanca, where they went to the hospital. He got better. He finally made it home to Florida, and he has been declining to the point that he hardly looks himself. He's lost a lot of weight. He struggles for every breath he takes, and now they've decided there's some cardiac involvement in this.
Oh, yeah.
So I would ask everybody to pray for his health and well-being and for guidance and divine insight for him and his wife, so that they can find out, one, what is wrong, and then receive guidance on the proper approach so that he can be completely and fully healed. And that's my request.
And his name?
Hans.
Okay.
Hans.
All right. Hans has my prayers. Is he still abroad?
Pardon? Oh, no.
He's at home now,
and he's been at
home. Okay.
But, oh, my golly, all of his friends are just terribly concerned. And, of course, he's in our prayers. But we need to have that full, glorious blessing from all around the world to lift him up and bring him out of this challenge that he's facing.
We shall do that.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you,
Nancy.
Well,
thank you for being a vigilant angel, Nancy, and taking care of so many with your love and the treasures of your life. And
I'm just blessed to have. Oh, thank you. Thank you. But I'm blessed to have so many dear friends. And in particular, I hope he and his wife can move forward and leave this behind. Talk about removing what's not needed.
Yeah,
he needs to be rid of this. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everybody.
Thank you. We love you. And we love you.
Love you too.
We'll pray for them. We'll pray for them.
Thank
right.
you.
Well, I have.
All right.
I have one word to offer our community, and I will leave it up to those who have signed in. We are at 4:11, and we have 6 people in our queue. We do not have time for everybody. And I would say this, if it's a discussion of substance you want to have, let's do it next week, okay, because we don't have time for discussion of substance. So you can just pull a plug yourself, and if it's a critical blessing you need to ask for, just as Nancy did, then we'll take your call. So let's just approach it that way, okay? And we will just move forward. And
I think that's perfect, Glenda.
Okay.
So we have Christopher. Christopher, you're open.
Okay. Well, Christopher, hi. You usually have topics of substance. Do you have a quickie today?
I think he's not.
I think Christopher's gone. I think Christopher's gone. He knew.
Oh, nope. There he is. Are you there, Christopher?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realize I was on mute. No substance from me today, Glenda. Don't worry. Just kidding.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask. First of all, thank you. I mean, today it was miraculous to hear people sharing and how aligned with everything that's going on in my life. But I just want to ask for a blessing for this week. I'm leading a retreat for 3 full days, and I'm having a little bit of anxiety about it. I've been in my own little bubble, kind of in my own spiritual practice, you know, client work at home. But this is different when I have people coming from out of town, and I feel nervousness about it, and that's a healthy thing. I just want to ask for a blessing for feeling my humility and my groundedness and taking good care of myself in the midst of serving others.
You will do fine.
Perfect.
You will do fine, and we will pray that you do.
Thanks, Glenda and everybody.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Perfect. Love it. Then we have Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and our beloved community. I'd like to ask for a blessing for a sister named Nancy Sanford, who went home to God this morning. And I would like to ask for a blessing for humility in myself, letting go of this need to be right and to try to be perfect, and just letting that go more and more, offering that up to God. And a blessing, please, for discernment in my work of just what's my work to do, what is for others, for me to trust to do, and just that balance in work. Lots of help to come in, and also knowing discernment of what's mine to do. I ask for this for myself and for all of my brothers and sisters. Thank you so much.
That's a very needed prayer, actually. It really is, Sarah. And I love now that you have the moniker, Aloha, Sarah. I thought that was so cute when it was mentioned. Okay, well.
I did, too.
You are known for your sweetness and love, and you'll never lose that. So just be yourself, you know?
Yes. Yes. Thank
always,
you.
Always,
God bless us.
Always, when we strive to be perfect, we're striving to be somebody else.
Yes.
When you're being yourself, you're love. So which is better, perfect or love?
Love.
Okay. There you go.
Thank
you. Oh, Sarah, be blessed. Be blessed.
Be
blessed.
You.
All right.
Okay, we are moving along here. We've got Steven. How are things for you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. I could really relate to what Kathy was saying, and I'll save my substance about that for next week. But I quickly just to prayer request for myself. I'm just experiencing a lot of pain in my right foot. It's diagnosed as some sort of neuropathy or neuroma or something like that. So just requesting a prayer for quick healing around that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. You have my prayer on that.
Gotcha. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank
you. We have Wendy.
Hi. Hi, Glenda. Hi, everybody. Beautiful session, everybody. Thank you. Helpful. Okay. This is not a prayer, and it's just a request for one point of clarification, which Glenda maybe in this moment, hopefully via Jeshua, you can just lay out. And the reason I'm asking it now is because phenomenally, this question has been rumbling around in me in the last week. Last night, late, I went online. I'm on my computer. I went online and typed it in the Google search, what my question was, which was, what did Jesus mean by follow life in the living? And in that second, I mean that millisecond, up on the top of the screen pops the indication of the blessing call today. And it was as if I was, when I wrote the question, I was asking Jesus, I was saying, Joshua, what? And so as I Googled it, I was in my heart. And in that millisecond, he popped down, blessing call. So I figure I'm to ask this question. Glenda, I then read in on the website, you know, it was number 3 in terms of follow life in the living, his directive. And I read what you had to say there. What I'm asking in this moment is, just with an open vessel, is anything new coming in that you could clarify that what that actually means that is occurring to you in this moment? Just 1 minute.
Well, I don't know what context you're referring to, but in general, life is the happening thing, and living is our engagement with it. So if things are past their prime, they're not serving anymore, they're out of date, they're false. Nothing false is alive. You can write that off, put that in a column. Nothing false is alive. No lie is alive. It's a cover up for something dead. Okay? Every false thing is a covering over something that's dead. Walk away from it. Just walk away. Sometimes life is just beginning to happen. For example, I was looking at something on YouTube about how to propagate orchids, because I love orchids. And I would just take a stem and put it in something like a little, just a little cage of moisture, and the roots would start coming out. And then I was realizing that life was there all along. Yeshua would give people, just as a token of faith, a little seed. And he would say, life is in this little seed. You have to understand, life is here. Plant it and you will find out. So life is the potential of creating a future, the potential of growing, the potential of becoming something that is worth having. All of life comes from God. All of life comes from God. Okay, and then our engagement with life is living. So when you're thinking about associates, people you want to share time with, maybe form relationships with it, just take a look at how living they are. Are they just embroiled in problems? That almost all things like that are dying. You're trying to keep something from dying. Just about everybody involved in a problem is trying to keep something from dying. Could be an old way of life, could be false realities that are destined not to work, but they're going to try to keep them working. Okay, are these people involved in living?
I'm sorry, are you asking me, or this is it?
Okay.
No. I'm
just
saying join forces with people who are engaged in living. That's it. Follow life in the living. Yeah. And let the dead bury the dead.
Let the dead bury the dead. Yay.
Yeah, and that
you
means,
gotta add that,
so that means in a nutshell what? Let the dead bury the dead?
Yes.
In a
nutshell,
let the dead
bury
the dead means. Okay. But as Jesuits use it.
Well, it means take out the garbage and let it go to the landfill.
Got it.
Let the collectors of the dead take the dead to the landfill. Now, he was not referring to people. Okay. He was not saying, let your relatives die in their beds. That is not what he was talking about, because the apostles were asking for advice on how to conduct their life and their ministry and their engagement with people. And he was, the dead he was most likely referring to were the old ways the rabbis at the temple.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay.
The old ways. Don't follow the old ways. You know, find life in the living. Follow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you,
Wendy.
Thank you.
And that garbage and those things can be things within ourselves, you know, in our own emotional body and stuff that we have to clean up and take to the dump. So thank you for that, Wendy. Glenda, we do have two more. Do we want to buzz through? Open up Jean. We are so glad you're here, Jean.
Yeah. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. Hi, everyone. I'm asking for a blessing for myself and for my work. I'm trying to simplify my work and asking for courage and guidance, and I'm changing my work in a major way, and it's a little scary. The call today, the callers, and Glenda, what you said, they just resonate with me. It's like I have to get rid of some of the garbage in my work. but it's major, and I'm asking for discernment, guidance, safety, and courage. That's it.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you shall have it. You shall have it. Prayers will be sent on high for you, and the answers will come. So just have the courage and the dedication and the focus to go forth and do it.
Okay, thank you. That's important to me to hear you say that.
Okay. We love you. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, Jean. We do love you. And we have our last caller, Glenda. We have Anne.
Hi. I got COVID on Tuesday, and I'm recovering pretty well, but I am asking, I haven't tested negative yet, so I'm asking for continued recovery and that I don't give COVID to my 81-year-old mother. So far, so good. And last of all, you know, as I start to take on more work, that I really stay connected to my body and I really honor its need to rest so that you know, this whole experience is a blessing rather than something negative. So thanks for letting me ask for that.
That's a good prayer. That's a good prayer, and may it be a blessing to you and bring you with more understanding, not only about the affliction, but about your strength in bearing through it and how strong you really are, how strong you are in faith and in the love of God and being in your true nature.
Thank you.
And just remember always that you are the truth of your being. These various facts that come into your life are just facts. Facts come and go. Facts they are what they are. Yes, I tested positive for COVID, but it's just a fact reporting a condition that came and will go. Nothing changes the truth of who you are. Nothing. Not even physical death, when it comes, does not change the truth of who you are.
Right. Ah, that's perfect. Thank you, Anne.
And your truth is greater than any fact anybody can put on you. And it doesn't matter whether it's COVID or somebody saying, well, you know, you better get into a little bit of weight management, or, you know, you got to go, you got to do some running and work out. I was with a doctor not too long ago, just doing my annual checkup, and he had lots of things to refer me to. And he said, you know, someone at your age should be doing these things. And I said, wait a minute, you just profiled me. What does my age have to do with shit? And I really said that. And he looked stunned, like, well, what do you need me for? And I said, well, I don't need you for that. And as things develop in my life, there will be issues, concerns, and medical determinations I do need you for. But I don't need you to profile me. What if, and I presented this, what if basic to my truth, I'm just in my middle age right now. And he looks stunned. He said, well, where'd you get that idea? And I said, I got that idea from my higher self telling me not to listen to bullshit about
yeah.
About chronology. And he said, well, okay, we can end this discussion right now. But I mean, I really confounded him with it. But, and I don't know how relevant this is to Anne, what you said, but I think it is relevant, because COVID is just one little fact of life that's flowing through your life right now. The truth of who you are is uncheckable.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not meant to succumb, you will not succumb.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right, Glenda. Thank you. Well, Anne, I hope that helped you today.
I'm sorry if I offended anyone with my language, but I was just recording what I said to my doctor.
I think it's perfect, Glenda. We are at the end of our callers, so we can move into our blessing.
That is great. And thank you, Nancy. You did a wonderful job getting us all over the bridge. And
good.
into our higher place. That's great. Okay. Now, everybody, it's time that we just moved into that place of relaxation. And depending on where your life is, what you're going through, you may not be a little melted marshmallow floating on a cup of hot chocolate, but you can actually work some of the kinks out of your body. And that starts by just extending your arms and moving them a little bit in circles. Do it with both. Turn your head to the right and the left and forward and back, and just letting your spine have a little bit of movement. If you can stand up, please do that, because it actually allows energy to flow from the top of your head to your feet and back up again, which is a conduit for the energy of the blessing. And then just swing your hips to the left a little bit, swing them to the right, so you stretch out your lower back, move forward just not enough to strain anything, just enough to move, okay? And then back, just enough to move. And squinch your shoulders together. You know, the way you do it, and it feels so good. It almost hurts, but it feels good. Okay, and then move your hands forward over your chest so that you stretch your shoulders over your back. That is the number one tension place in most people's bodies. So if you can do that, you're going to squeeze out a lot of tension. And now just find a comfortable place to sit. I like to recommend that you sit for the blessing because your feet can be on the floor or the ground in a downward position. You're going to be receiving energy from the earth up and energy from the cosmos down through the top of your head. And I like to suggest that you not have your head or your feet covered at all, or if they are covered, with a natural fabric, cotton, silk, wool, linen, something of that sort, or some blend of all four, whatever is right for you that is natural and can conduct energy without the chaos of synthetic creation, okay? So now we're going to take a really deep breath. Really deep. This is not a counting breath. This is just a deep, full breath. Move that diaphragm down and the shoulders up. Take in all the air that you can. Hold it for a couple of seconds. And now release it. Release it completely so that your shoulders fold down on your torso. Your hips push up your diaphragm, and you just really collapse at the base of your lungs, all squeezed out and ready to take in a new, fresh breath. So let's take in a new one, and we're going to do the same thing again. Fill it up. Just expand that balloon until you think it's going to pop. But hold it a couple of seconds. And then let it out so that you completely push all the air out and you open your lungs for fresh, clean air that you will just breathe naturally now in a very relaxed state, just natural breathing. But we're going to do a little bit of mindful breathing where you're going to count your breath, your outflow, then you're going to count a pause. And then you're going to count a return and then count another pause. Now, the reason for this is because it's very important to have these pauses because the pause is where you give life. The other pause is where you receive it. And then there are two actions that allow you to do both. The giving action allows you to give forth. And then the receiving, the in-breath, allows you to pull in new life. So let's just do this together. But you do your own counting because we all have our own paces. All right? And if you want to say words instead, that's okay too. Just mark your intervals and make it an interval of four easy, relaxed . Let's breathe out to the count of four. And pause to the count of four. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Now breathe in to the count of four. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Okay, now breathe out to the count of four. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and breathe in to the count of four. And hold it to the count of four.
The reason we do this is an exercise in mindful living. Your life began with a breath. It will end with a breath. And in between, we give with when we exhale. And we tend to then inhale very quickly after that. Almost like if we don't inhale immediately, oh, life will end. No. Wait. Because what you want to do is inhale new air. You want to give away what you breathed out. Give it, give it, give it. Give it time to float away from you and be received by something else in this life we share. That's the reason for the pause. It's the giving. It's the pause. Then you can take in a brand new breath. But don't just take it in and blow it out again. Give yourself time to receive this new breath. You see? It's simple. It's mindful and it's simple. And if you do this with everything in your life, you will be prosperous because A, you're giving to others who will then give back to you. But you don't want them to give back to you what you just gave to them. You want people or life or substance of existence to give back to you something new that you need. And you don't want to just blow it out again. You want to receive it. So the pause after the intake is receiving. This is where you honor the receiving of a gift. Receiving. Without receiving, what good is the gift? Without releasing, what good is the gift you give to others? So these pauses are about releasing and receiving. And that's where the miracle occurs. That's where the magic happens. That's where the transformation occurs. You're not going to transform on the giving because you're just giving. It's a simple act of giving. Okay? It's releasing it that the transformation occurs. Okay, it's all released. Now take back something new. Take it in. Well, what good will it do you if you just breathe it right back out? Pause and accept it. Receive it. The biggest single mistake we make in praying is we fail in these two points. We ask and then we don't wait. We're given something which is a partial answer to the prayer working its way toward us and we don't receive it. We think, well, that's not everything I asked for. Receive what you've been given. Use it. Assimilate it. And then give again something from yourself. That's the power of the four square breath. And there is almost a PhD in enlightenment about mastering this breath. So I'm giving it to you as almost a trivial thing we do before our blessing. But you take it and work on it in your life. You will find you can calm anxiety. You can find answers. You can find miracles with this four square breath. Now that we are at this point, I would like you to continue with just normal breathing, but with a little mindfulness of giving, releasing, receiving, and accepting. Okay? Those are the four points. All right. I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. And then you will begin your prayer. Our Lord, our brother, our friend, divine spirit, who guards our life and guides us through it. We thank you that every day when we ask, you take us to our Heavenly Father. And in his grace and in his love, all blessings are given. All blessings are offered. And we are lifted up to be more than we thought we could be, to be more than we thought we are. We thank you for your time spent on earth when you showed us that the presence of God can be human also. And we are no less because we are human. We just have more to uncover. We have more to reveal. We have more to become and give and receive. For we are here to travel through this dimension and be honored by our achievements in it forever. We ask that you give us safe passage and that you help those who are suffering in their passage along the way. We ask that you carry all of us into the light, that you carry all of us, each into the blessings waiting for us, and for the honor that shall be accorded, our courage, our faithfulness, our striving, and our devotion as we move along, helping others as well. We ask specially and always that you be with the children, that you honor and protect their innocence, their perceptions of beauty and truth, that they may retain them through the whole of their life. We ask that you be with bountiful supply to those who need supply, who need help, who need recovery, that those among their human community can come forward and give from the depths of their heart and the fullness of their resources to bring everyone back into a state of calm, peace, and operating with life. We ask that you receive with the greatest honor and love those who are transitioning to their reward, to their higher ground. Even now as we speak, we see the angel wings around us, greeting and receiving, honoring and glorifying the lives that were so well spent. Even when we don't see it, let it be honored to our humility that we strived, we worked, and we struggled, and we never even saw what we were doing because our attention was entirely devoted to service. Let that be our crown of glory. Now we ask that you hear the prayers of everybody here today. Give them confirmation of right direction and guidance to find even more right directions, that they may travel on the upward pathway in fulfillment of themselves and in service to others. We ask these things in your glorious and perfect name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me in offering and celebrating the blessing? I'm in. I'm in. And I'm in. Your blessing has been given. Now, it's for you to finish receiving. So I want you to lie down. I mean, lie down like on a bed. And completely release your mind. Don't even continue your prayer, because it will contain words, and words activate your mind. Just be a blank slate and allow the grace of God to pour over you, the will of God to pour through you, and your blessings to come through you. Just be at peace. I look forward to being with you again next week, and as often as you care to come, I will be here. Bye-bye for now.